Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll of a devastating earthquake in southern Turkey and Syria jumped to more than 7,800 people on Tuesday as rescue workers raced against time and harsh winter conditions to dig out survivors out of the rubble of collapsed buildings. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish authorities say as many 17,000 buildings were destroyed and many people were still trapped in them on Tuesday. Criticism is growing over the response to emergency efforts, but rescue workers are also meeting with success. In the city of Diyarbakır, rescue workers saved a 13-year-old buried in a collapsed apartment block. But with the region coming under sub-zero temperatures, hypothermia is a new danger facing the many people believed to be trapped. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Syria's 12-year-old civil war is making it more difficult to bring help into the country, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The earthquake has piled on more misery in a region that has seen tremendous suffering from the war. Now Syria has called on the United Nations and its members to help with rescue efforts, health services, shelter, and food aid. The U.S. is sending search and rescue teams to Turkey. But on the Syrian side, the quake-affected area is divided between government-controlled territory and the country's last opposition-held enclave, which is surrounded by Russian-backed government forces. I'm Donna Warder.
Beijing rejected a request for a secure call between Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin and his counterpart on the day an American warplane shot down a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon, a U.S. Department of Defense spokesman said Tuesday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden told Americans Tuesday U.S. democracy is bruised but unbroken in his State of the Union speech.
2 years ago, democracy faced its greatest threats in civil war, and today, though bruised, our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
Biden was referring to his predecessor Donald Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 presidential election.
And to my Republican friends, if we could work together the last Congress, there's no reason we can't work together and find consensus on important things in this Congress as well.
Biden appealed to Republican opponents to unite in building a blue-collar economy. A new study finds that millions of people live under the threat of glacial floods, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
As glaciers melt and pour massive amounts of water into nearby lakes, around 15 million people across the globe live under the threat of a sudden and deadly outburst flood. The report in Nature Communications explains that more than half of those vulnerable are in just four countries, India, Pakistan, Peru, and China. As glaciers shrink with warming, the amount of water in the lakes grows, making them more dangerous in those rare situations when dams burst. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Ukraine said on Tuesday the last 24 hours were the deadliest of the war so far for Russian troops as Moscow pressed on with an intensifying winter assault in the east, bringing tens of thousands of freshly mobilized troops to the battlefield. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Ukraine increased its running tally of Russian military dead by 1,030 overnight. Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov was seen welcoming his German counterpart in Kyiv on Tuesday. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius made the surprise trip a day after his government's Security Council approved the delivery of 178 Leopard 1 tanks to Ukraine. That decision comes atop Germany's choice last month to deliver the more modern Leopard 2 tanks to Kyiv.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Opponents of France's controversial pension reform plan sought to keep up the momentum on a third day of protests and strikes, but the numbers taking to the streets were down on the previous week. President Emmanuel Macron's bid to raise the retirement age has sparked immense opposition from unions, the left, and the wider public, with previous protests on January 19th and 31st sparking mass demonstrations and walkouts. Find more on our website, voanews.com. It's also where you can find the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.